It's a cloudy day behind Petersburg's elementary school. About a dozen girls dressed in gym clothes are getting ready to test out their endurance skills by running the gravel track 18 times. They are preparing for a 5K community run.
Just try your best.
Yep.
And if you need help, you got all your coaches here.
Ellie Robinson is the coordinator of the after-school program through the local advocacy organization, WAVE, which stands for Working Against Violence for Everyone.
So is everybody ready to start?
Yeah!
Okay, get on the line. Ready with the time?
I'm ready.
Ready? And go!
There, it's clear.
The Girls on the Run program is 10 weeks long and is geared to girls in 3rd through 5th grade. It's an experience-based curriculum, which also incorporates running. While the girls are running their laps, I talked to Robinson about the program.
I definitely love being so involved with this side of the community that I grew up in and seeing like this new generation.
All right, so how many kids are in the program? How many girls?
We have 9 girls and 2 homeschooled.
What's the premise of the program? What's it about?
The backdrop is learning running, like training for running, pacing yourself, and it's kind of linked together with being a good person and being an individual, and they call it star power. So it's kind of like how I would describe my higher self and just being engaged with that part of yourself and understanding when you're having a rough time and how to get out of that at a young age and how to really communicate about your feelings with people and empathy. They have kind of a lesson. They have a lesson about empathy, a lesson about communicating, a lesson about choosing friends. So just kind of how to make it in the world, the building blocks.
So it's kind of an indoor and outdoor program?
Yeah, we do a little bit of classroom stuff right in the beginning, but a lot of times they link those lessons with like a warm-up, so it'll be some sort of relay that represents choosing friends or something like that. So they tie it all together in a really good way that keeps everybody engaged, and by the end they're pretty tired, which is good for everybody.
It meets a few times a week?
Yes, twice a week. We meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays right after school for about an hour and a half.
And they're running every time?
Yeah. Yeah, they run every time. We're doing a practice 5K today, but a lot of times we do some sort of activity linked in with running, but then they're also counting their laps and seeing how many miles they're doing in a certain amount of time that we give them.
So how do you think being physically fit and teaching the girls to run, how does that link to being a better person?
I think it's like mind, body, and soul. Like we're teaching them, if you take care of your body, then you can also take care of your mental health, and kind of linking those two things, which as an adult who maybe didn't learn that when I was this age, it's like so apparent how important that is now that it's exciting teaching it to young kids and seeing how well they respond. And like, they're excited about nutrition. They're excited when they look at snacks, they're like reading the ingredients. And
in terms of the girls in the program, I mean, would you say that they're all athletic and runners? Were they drawn to the program because they like to run?
I think it's a whole range. It seems like all these girls kind of know each other, and I don't know if they ended up in the program just mainly because of those kind of connections. But we've seen some girls discover that they loved running. Because there's such a range, we have girls that are more vigorous runners, inspiring our other girls to run a little bit more and being like, hey, run this lap with me. And it's pretty cool to see. But no, they are not all athletic. And that's kind of what we stress when we recruit students for the program, is that you don't have to be this major athlete or in love with athletics or running to do this. It's just going to kind of teach you how to run in a way that suits you, whichever way that may be.
Robinson also runs an empowering program for middle school boys through WAVE called Let Me Run. It addresses redefining masculinity.
Boys, when they reach teenage years, have almost no room for expressing their emotions or empathizing with people because they were not given the opportunity to really learn how to do that.
The Let Me Run program encourages the boys to open up and communicate. Both Let Me Run and Girls on the Run have a fall and spring cycle and will be happening again next year. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.